the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I would like right now to invite our first communicants to come up and sit right here on this step. Okay. Look at that. What a nice looking. Hi, Rita. Okay, if all would you guys sit down. Go one more up. Go one more up. There, that way everybody can see you. Yay. All right, have a seat. Now, I know we already clapped for you, but we want to clap one more time to congratulate you to our parish family and our parish meal. And the main reason for congratulating you is because you are going to eat with us today at the family meal. You're going to eat with us at that table up there, sometimes called an altar, but that's the table of the Lord. And Father Norm, our good pastor, is going to pray over the bread and the wine, and it will become Jesus. In the gospel today, Jesus said, "Remain in me." That's how we remain in the Lord. Jesus has died on the cross and has risen to heaven, right? And he will come again. We don't know when, but the next time you see him is probably when you go to heaven. In the meantime, he's given us something very special. He's given us his body and blood, we call Holy Communion. So today's a big day for you because you get to finally eat with the rest of us at the table of the Lord. So I want to talk about the meal. A meal is a very special thing. This afternoon, you'll probably go to a meal, right? You're either going to go out to dinner or you're going to have a party at your house. There's going to be food. There's going to be cake. And the meal is very special for families. Another word for special is the word sacred. It means that God is there with us, remaining with us. When we break bread together, when we have a meal together, Jesus is there in each other. Now, you have never always been at the table. You know why? Because when you were real little, when you were probably about 5 or 6 months old, your family was at the table, and guess where you sat? You probably sat in one of these, right? You probably don't even remember it. Okay, show of hands, how many people in here sat in a high chair at one point in their life? Right? How many of you still? No. Father Norm, did you sit in a high chair when you were a little guy?
I still do.
Oh. Now, there's a reason that you sat in a high chair to have your meals. You were probably just learning to crawl, but you were so young, you didn't really have the ability to eat at the table with the family. So they put you in this chair, and they put you way far away from the family table when you had breakfast or lunch or dinner. You know why? Because you made a mess. You would take the food and you would mash it in your hands. You couldn't even use a fork or a spoon. And you'd get it in your hair and you'd smash it on your fingers and your face and you'd drop it on the floor. And if you had a dog, oh, your dog loved that. Your dog would be down there, and every once in a while the family's having a meal and they're having a conversation around the table, you would start giggling real loud. And we'd all look over, and you know why you're laughing? Because the dog was licking your toes and trying to get that gravy out of there that you spilled. All right, so there you are, all by yourself. You're way back there from the table. Nobody wants you near because you throw food, you drop it, you get in your hair. And then, after a few months, guess what? The chair gets a little bit closer because you're getting a little older and you're not making a mess anymore. And you're watching. You're watching your family, your mom and your dad and your brothers and sisters, and you notice how they use their fork and their knife and their napkin and how they pass the food. And as you get older, now you're maybe one and a half. They're bringing you a little closer and a little closer. And then you maybe you're about, 3 years old. You still might be in the chair and you're getting better at eating. And finally, they give you a little plastic spoon. And then you don't have a bib on anymore because you're not making a mess all over your face. And the high chair is getting closer to the table where the family eats. And one day you're right up there with the rest, right? And then finally, when you think you've got it all figured out, how to eat with a fork and a knife and a spoon and a napkin and pass the food, guess what? Take it away. No more high chair. You guys get rid of that. And now you're sitting at the table with your family and your mom and dad and your brothers and sisters, and you're like everybody else. You've been welcomed to the table. You can eat, you can pass the food, but there's some responsibility that goes with it, right? You have to learn maybe to help set the table. You might have to help clean up. You have to behave. You have to be kind of like an adult, but not quite yet. And it's a wonderful thing. That's why the meal is so important. Today, you are at the parish meal. And when you first started coming to church, you sat way in the back. See all the babies back there? And maybe you sat in the cry room. Why? Because you weren't ready yet. You weren't ready to come to the table where the rest of the parish family eats, right? You weren't ready for that sacred moment. You needed some training, and you got some wonderful training and teaching from our school or from our PSR program on what does it mean to receive Holy Communion, the body and blood of Jesus. And finally today, guess what? You're going to be at that table. Now, we're going to come down to you and give it to you. You're not going to be all the way up there, but you get the idea, right? So today you have this very special day, and there's some responsibility that comes with it. Just like when you ate with the family, now the responsibility you're going to have from now on is to come to church on Sundays, make the sign of the cross, listen to the readings, sing the songs, do your prayers, come up to receive communion very gracefully, take Jesus into your heart and your mind and your soul. That's going to be our responsibility as a parish family. So we welcome you today. And today, Father Norm is going to give you the body of Christ, that little piece of bread. And maybe you're thinking, you know, how is it possible that Jesus, who was on the cross and died and rose from the dead, how is it possible he's in that little piece of bread? Well, because the last meal that Jesus had with his friends, and a meal is so important. Jesus had his own family around him, the 12 apostles, and he wanted to give them and us something special. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, when Father Norm prays over that bread and that wine, Jesus becomes in that. It's a great mystery, but he's there. He's there in that little piece of bread. And that's how he remains with us. So you need to come week after week and be with us. This is your parish family, right? So congratulations for that. No more high chairs, no more sitting in the back of church. Now you get to come up and eat with the rest of us. So right now, all of you stand. Father Norm, if you would stand behind them. And I'd like to invite up here your PSR teacher and your day school teacher, Mrs. Donowski. Where are you? Oh, there you are, right here. Where, and also your PSR principal, Mrs. Kingsbury, if you would come up and stand. And your day school principal, Mrs. Solomon, if you'd come up real quick. Here we go. Now, we got everybody. Deacon Andy, if you'd get beside Father. These are the leaders of our parish family. These are the people who have been training you and teaching you and showing you by example. So let's all get up here, get ready with your cameras. And let's congratulate them one more time. Now, before I have you go back to your seats, I want you to do something special. Just the 11 of you, right? You are going to show your appreciation with your family, to your family and friends, by congratulating them for training you in the Catholic faith. You ready? Real loud. Amen. Welcome to our family meal.
Amen.
Be seated.
Go share their love. Hey, excellent, excellent.